Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Oh, my, the
way! KLUC-FM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good mornings in the car.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
So, what's kind of crazy fun, and I'll just throw this out there right now, it's the last live show in the studio. For this year, because then we do Toy Drive, and then by that time it's almost Christmas.
Yeah,
and so then we done
holiday.
We got a bunch of Kendrick Lamar tickets that we got to do something with, so we might as well give them to you.
Man, let me tell you something. I posted onto my stories the 98.5 announcement post. My DMs blew up. They're so excited about SZA, so excited about Kendrick Lamar. May 31st, Labor Day, people will be in town. I got so much engagement. I'm sorry, Memorial Day. It's a holiday. People are like so down for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets go on sale Friday morning at 10 a.m. We've got, just giving you the heads up, they're coming. Erica, the tickets are on the way. And so is Toy Drive. 24 hours until Toy Drive starts tomorrow. Between now and the 16th, which the 16th seems way off, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Seems like a long ways away.
And it's going to go by so fast.
And it's not. It's not. Between now and then, 42 trucks. How do you guys do this every year?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even understand. This is the day before Toy Drive freak out where it's like, how are we going to do all this? 7,775 bikes would be one more.
Wow.
$802,390 would be one more. And how are we going to do that between now and a week from Monday? Really?
I mean, you do. It's crazy because I'm feeling the tingle. I'm feeling the nervous tingle.
Yeah.
I'm like, as we're getting so close, but you literally do it every year. Like, it's that nervousness. And then every year.
Yeah. But how do you feel about it? Because you haven't been around for this.
I feel really excited.
Yeah.
I just feel like what Toy Drive is, the Chet Buchanan Toy Drive, is so massive. Everybody loves it. They know about it. They're so excited to donate. And just to like see it, I'm just like a fan and appreciative. And it's what Christmas is about, dude. Like, and I love Christmas. So just to see all these people coming together.
It's going to be fun to watch you go full Tasmanian devil. You know, just remember the old Warner Brothers spinning, you know, that it's going to be amazing just to watch your head explode.
Yeah.
You know, and I know there'll be a moment where we're going to look at each other and just be like, okay, we need to take a breath, you know, just slow down.
Yeah.
You know? It'll be great.
Yeah.
It's just going to be great.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what to expect. I think that's what gives me the most nerves. I just don't know what to expect.
Well, that's the, there's so much, and I'll freely admit it. I'm a control freak. You know, I control my environment. I do.
Sure.
And it's served me very, very well. And, but this, there's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
And now we just got to kind of let it fly. And see what's going to happen. All I can tell you is if you think we don't need you, we need you.
Yeah.
And I could tell you one more, literally one toy, one bike, one gift card, however big you can make it. Hmm. And there'll be plenty of stories over the next 12 days. And again, we need everybody. And truly, if we could get everybody, you know, mm-hmm. just to do little tiny bit, if we shared the load.
Sure.
If we shared the work, this, and you're going to hear about a lot of people that are going to do more than their share.
Mm-hmm.
We still really need you.
Yeah.
In fact, we especially need you. It all starts in 24. Meanwhile, big news. If you dig Sabrina Carpenter for more than just her music, do they not know the rules? You can't break up during the holidays. What? Sabrina Carpenter back on the market. Merry Christmas to all of us.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First this. On 98.5 KLUC.
I like doing this this way.
Okay.
I like doing this this way, moving it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Getting things done. Adrian, who's on the phone, dude?
We got Elena Bryant from North Las Vegas.
Hi, Elena.
Hi, Elena.
Hi.
Hi, one day till Toy Drive. Will we see you?
Probably.
No pressure. I was just, just answer yes. Otherwise, you'll destroy us.
Okay, yes.
Like, oh, no. Elena's not going to come to Toy Drive.
And if
Elena's not coming, maybe no one else is coming.
Just shut the whole thing down.
No.
God.
Okay, I'll be there.
This is my mania now. 24 hours out. This is where my brain goes.
It's fair.
It's like, what if no one shows up? And I have to get in that mindset of no matter what we do, it's still going to be for the good.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, that doesn't help me at all. No. So Holiday P1's Court, special request. They had a holiday party. Somebody brought tortilla chips and queso. Thanks for the effort.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's solid. Well, somebody's got to do it.
Yeah,
you know
dude.
I mean?
And queso's good.
Right?
And were they scoops?
Oh, good question.
Can I also tell you a friend of mine, sidebar?
Mm.
Friend of mine goes, hey, you could use this one for the show. Which, by
every
the way, when
day.
My eyes glaze over. Hey, you tell this one on the air. People tell me I'm funny.
I got a joke for you.
Oh, God. No, literally, a friend of his, he said, can I bring you anything? They said, yeah. Stop and get some Rotel. You know, the chilies, the salsa?
Oh, Rotel. Yeah.
Stop and get some Rotel and some scoops. And they meant scoop scoops.
Oh yeah.
Like what is it? What are they? Frito? Tostito?
Yeah.
Whatever they are. And get some scoops. No, he brought them three plastic, you know, scoop spoons. And his new nickname amongst the friend group, Scoops. Scoops. So, tortillas. So Scoops, that makes a difference. Tortilla chips and queso barely touched. Husband, at the end of the night, pulled it aside and kept it. And after everybody went home, I told him he should have let the guests take it home. He said, we hosted, we get the leftovers. They fought for a while and then decided to let us decide it, which is awesome.
Good decision.
And so for the price of some Jennifer Hudson tickets, we're going to let you carry the load on this one.
Okay. Well, I, especially during the holidays, and if I'm hosting a party, I feel like all the food should go to the guest. Mainly because I don't want leftovers.
I don't want it.
I don't want my fridge to be full.
No.
And then it gets stinky. Nobody eats it. And then what? It's thrown away. Yeah. Might as well give it to people that will eat it.
Yeah, I'm not bragging over here, but I got enough. We're covered on our end.
Exactly.
So therefore, now it would be one thing. I get the impression that at some point late, He was eyeballing yes. the chips.
Yeah.
In the case.
Oh, yeah, probably.
He had a plan for it.
Yeah, and then so it wasn't touched, so he said, well, I'll just take that.
Yeah.
Especially if that was just the one thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm good with it. I think he has every right to take it. I think he hosted the party. He did his thing. If he wants to keep it, yeah, dude, keep it. Especially if it wasn't touched, I think it's okay.
Wow, that's
yeah,
funny.
I guess, definitely see that point.
Guess who's with you?
Oh my God!
We're on the same team, Kayla.
If I'm reading body language,
yeah, unopened bag of chips. Yeah, we can keep that. It's holiday season. Touched. That means a lot of college football, a lot of stuff I'm gonna be watching this month. I could use the chips. I'll put it to good use. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, dude, and it's not like chicken breast. It's queso and scoop.
And it's unopened. No, it's unopened.
That's what brought it. If the person that brought it didn't take it, then maybe they didn't want it either.
Right, yeah, but right. You at least have to on the way out the door. As a gracious host, you at least have to make the offer. You have to go,
yeah.
Hey, do you want to take the rest? Do you want to take the rest of your queso and chips home? You at least have to ask. You can't just wrap it up and go, mine.
You know what's so funny? I feel like if I brought a thing over to somebody's house, I would expect them to keep it. And if they asked me if I wanted it back, I would be like, oh no, did you not like it? I feel like I would think the opposite way.
Well, that's funny.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Yeah.
It does make sense.
I've never thought about it until literally right this minute.
I'm not saying any of us are right.
No. They're like, your food sucks. Please take it home.
and I think it's kind of all in the way that you were, raised.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like on our end, it's always like, no, you want to take this home?
Mm-hmm.
A, for what Elena said too. You're like, okay, do I need more of this laying around? Because here's my issue, too. To your point, Adrian, it's a good thing and a bad thing. Well, I'll eat it. I'll put it to good use. The bad news is I'm just going to eat it. Probably all in one sitting.
Of course.
All by myself. Have fun at Jennifer Hudson. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I just saw you with me.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
That's karma. By the way, 24 hours till toy drive. Can I just say this? The thought just struck me. Truly, thank you for everything that you're about to do over these next 12 days. Thank you. And we're super grateful. And we do get... And by we, I mean me. I get really wound up in the numbers and all of that because I know, in addition to hosting this show, I am also, I'm on the board of trustees for Help Us Southern, which after years of being, I've been on the board for a number of years now, but because I wanted to take it a little deeper than just toy drive. You know what I mean? And
of
I wanted
course.
to I wanted to to see the inner workings and know what went on and to be a bigger part of it.
Yeah.
Than just the 12 days, you know, this time of the year. Mm-hmm. The reason I bring that up, I know where all this stuff goes. I know how much need there is. I know how many people are coming to help us, Southern Nevada, right now as we speak. And I'm not just talking about people who will, you know, they have what we call intake.
Yeah.
You know, they'll take applications this Friday and Saturday, and then next Friday and Saturday, and then that'll be it. You got to be there in person. If you need to know more about that, go to helpsonv.org mm-hmm. or just Google Help Us Southern Nevada. It's all right there. But you've got to show up in person, and you've got to bring some documents with you.
Yeah.
You got to bring some paperwork so that here's the one cool part that I love about that. So you know that your donation is going to go where it's supposed to go.
Yes.
It's pretty tough to game the system, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now, when I talk about people that are coming to help us Southern Nevada right now, and they come straight to me, there's literally 100 different organizations that will benefit from Toy Drive. So when you go, well, what happens with all of that? Well, I never see a kid in my neighborhood riding a bike. I'm telling you, we watch them go.
Yeah.
They leave. Mm-hmm. By 4 o'clock in the afternoon, those bikes are gone. And I'd guess 60 of those 100 organizations come and get bikes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what happens. Then there's a group called Sold Out. There's like 3 or 4 groups that will load bikes. That's what they will do. There's an army of like, it's probably 100 people.
You know, I love that the thing is bikes, because I was watching you talk and I was reminiscing about like some of my best childhood memories were just taking my bike and riding around till the streetlights went on.
And we'll talk about this a lot over the next 12 days. It's your first taste of freedom.
Yeah.
It's literally your first taste of freedom.
Yeah.
And the thing is not just bikes. People see the bikes and they go, oh, bike toys.
Yeah.
Bikes. Cash and gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
It's all important. It's all important. So, yeah, well, I can't afford a bike. Fine. Bring one toy. We saw Barbie Corvettes on sale the other day at Walmart.
God.
Do you have any idea? Wow, that changes a kid's life, mm-hmm. especially for a kid that didn't think they were going to get one. Okay, so that all starts tomorrow. Trust me, the next 12 days, we'll tell you all the stories.
Yep.
Karma, hey, you okay in there, dude?
Yeah, well, what's going on?
No, nothing.
What happened?
No, nothing. Have a good nap?
I was not sleeping. I was doing work. I was in the midst of work, baby.
This is your karma because Adrian and I drove in at the same time this morning.
Oh, my God.
So I couldn't decide. Based on where he parked, I couldn't make up my mind where I wanted to park.
Sure.
So I'm fooling around. Meanwhile, you know, trying to decide where I'm going to park. Oh, park here. Well, if I park there, then that post won't let me open up my door. Now I got to park.
Yeah.
Park in the other place.
Yeah.
So while I'm farting around, this one, Michaela's already in the studio. We have a window that faces the parking lot. Were you attempting to scare her? Because that was what ended up happening.
No, I wasn't trying to scare her. I thought she'd see me and be like, hey.
Hi,
I wanted to startle because I immediately thought that she would then see me, especially in this bright red hoodie that I'm wearing.
Let me set the tone. I'm sitting here alone in the studio.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's some suspect people outside.
And we're on the back side of the building.
Uh-huh.
We get into work at 4 a.m.
Waiting
5 a.m.,
for my pals to come in. And I hear a knock on the window.
You know.
And I'm like, oh no. Oh yeah, it was a pound, babe.
I'm sorry.
I can't see who's outside the window. I just hear pounding on the window. So I run around the corner to look out the door. Thank God it was the two of them. Adrian thought he was very funny. He's like, you didn't call 911.
It's your emergency. It was terrified. A miscalculation.
Listen,
at the end of the day, it's okay. Chet's fault, because if he would have parked and just made a decision, then I wouldn't have had time to fool around.
Okay.
I'll carry that.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Bad leadership on my my part. Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was literally in the as I'm parking, I'm going, what the hell is he doing?
I'm sorry, Michaela.
And if I asked you right now, how certain are you of what the contents are of her bag? How certain are you that she doesn't have some sort of weapon in there?
No, there's definitely at least mace at the minimum.
Yes, something.
Listen, my mouth is on the business end of what. I have such a big mouth. My mother-in-law always goes, "Your voice is like a weapon, Michaela." Just me yelling alone would terrify anybody.
Didn't hear it. Soundproof windows. It was all good. Kendrick Lamar. Tickets go on sale Friday. You win yours before you can buy them. Coming up next on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Just gonna...
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning when I first wake up. They tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
My extremely manly friend Jeremy he said bro. Literally, it says bro. See Wicked. I've seen the stage production 8 times and the movie twice.
Amazing. Oh, I love that.
And can I tell you what's really fun is he's gotten his kids involved and they've got like a youth group, you know, and kids play sports together and all that. And they're going all in to having their own toy drive. To come to Toy Drive.
So and that's, cute.
There's just nothing better. That they've gone, okay, we're taking ownership of this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They have their own toy drive to come to our toy drive, which starts tomorrow. Freaking amazing. You know?
Yeah.
Awesome. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
We got Christina Armendariz, North Las Vegas.
Okay, then. So, Christina, Ryan, yes? Ryan, have you gone to Wicked?
No, I have not.
So they made a big deal. Are you frowning at that? Because she hasn't gone? Are you sad?
No, I'm not frowning. I'm thinking.
I thought you frowned.
I'm telling you, he'll look at my RBF and be like, she is so upset. I'm just thinking.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, lady on her phone throughout Wicked, texting and scrolling. Apparently, there was some popcorn thrown. Because the texting and scrolling was... distracting.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there might have been a little popcorn to get her attention. Told her popcorn was thrown at her until she looked up. We told her to get off her phone. She turned up the brightness on her phone.
Oh my God.
Then a handful of popcorn was thrown. It ended there. Who's the jerk? The popcorn thrower or the texter? You got to pick one. They're both wrong.
Yeah.
They're both wrong here.
Yes.
But who's more wrong? Christina.
Oh, you're asking me. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I say the popcorn. No, I say the lady that's putting her cell phone higher.
Yeah.
The brightness up.
Yeah.
Because that's just, you're being rude from the beginning and then you're just continuing to be even ruder. So I would go, I'm on the guy's side here.
Yeah. It's ugly. It's ugly, ugly.
Mm-hmm.
But you're rude to start with. We all know you can't have your phone out in the theater. You can't.
Right.
You can't.
It's part of the rules.
Yeah.
Totally.
Right? And then you go, I do what I want. You're a jerk.
Yeah.
You're a jerk. And there's kind of an unwritten contract amongst human beings.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't act.
No, I agree.
That you don't act like that.
Yeah.
And so, yes, is the popcorn wrong? Now, anybody got any other side to that?
No, I think texter's rude.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. Texter's rude. I would probably throw popcorn too.
Yeah, I would.
Well, actually, I wouldn't do popcorn. I'd do M&Ms. They fly straighter. They fly, you know, and then when they hit, they make more of an impact.
A little knock. Especially,
I would.
A little punch.
Yeah, I'd aim for the screen. I'd aim for the screen, but I'd probably hit her in the head. I try to avoid throwing things at people. Well, all right then. Enjoy your Kendrick Lamar tickets and SZA. Don't forget SZA.
Yay!
Hang on one second.
So exciting!
And we'll see you at Toy Drive.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Again, tickets go on sale Friday morning. More of those tickets coming up.
3, 2, 1. The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
It's like a movie, this thing.
This story's
so
crazy.
If you have health insurance, you probably have, I mean, I know they're a big health insurance company.
Yeah.
It's United Healthcare. The CEO of United Healthcare has just been killed outside of a hotel in New York City. Okay? And it's awful.
Yeah.
Fatally shot outside the hotel. Targeted attack. They think the guy who perpetrated this heinous act had been waiting for hours, even overnight outside of the hotel, waiting on this dude. You think stuff like that doesn't happen anymore?
Yeah, because I watch Dateline every night and it's giving a new episode coming in 2025.
Wild. Wild.
Unreal.
The suspect fled north on 6th Avenue following the shooting. 6-foot-tall man with a slim build. Last seen wearing a cream-colored jacket, black gloves, and a black mask. And then they caught the dude. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. That just seems like, honestly, and you're right, watch Dateline. And it does.
Yeah.
But
still super unfortunate, though. But I'm like, that big money is crazy. I just hope his family's okay before the holidays.
I thought it said suspect caught. No, it says suspect
saw. Oh, he wasn't caught.
They didn't
catch God. Okay, now it's getting good. They're going to have to get that footage from all over the corners of New York.
In a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to, yeah.
Yep.
That'll dominate the headlines for a minute. Can I tell you how great on a good side of this? I was talking to somebody who's been my friend Wendy for she works out at Boulder City Hospital. I do their fundraiser when schedule allows.
Sure.
Host and auctioneer it and stuff. And so we were just talking about theirs, and I said, "Hey, we were just talking about the gala." And then she goes, "Best wishes for Toy Drive. And I'll see you this weekend." And I went, that's awesome. Cause I was trying to think if I'd seen her before at Toy Drive. And I'm guessing I probably haven't. Cause she says, "I can't wait to see you. Hopefully I'll at least get to give you a high five." She's coming on Saturday. What that tells me, she hasn't been.
Oh, nice.
Because I'm on top of the scaffold.
Uh-huh.
Top of the scaffold is 25, 30 feet tall. It varies from year to year. We've learned it varies, whether it's 25, 30. One year, I told him make it 30, 30, you know, make it absolutely 30.
Yeah.
And it was super freaking tall.
Oy.
It was like way tall, like noticeably taller.
Yeah.
So, but in any event, I'm up top. You're down below.
Yeah, there's no high fives.
There's no high fives.
There's air high fives.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Uh-huh.
And they don't allow anybody up. You know, it's got to be like pre-approved. You know, this whole thing. Like my buddies will come up this Saturday night. We say it's Toy Drive tradition. Kind of hang out for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Might have a beer or three. You know, just kind of sit around. You know, do guy stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but you know, there'll be football on or something. And then, but I've got to pre-approve. They've all got to be pre-approved through the insurance or something. I don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
everybody
that makes
has
sense.
To sign a waiver and all that.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And I never even touch the stairs. My point to that is, how cool is this that, like, we need more new people.
Yeah.
We need more new. If we're going to keep getting bigger and if we're going to do one more toy, one more bike, one more dollar in cash and gift cards, then everybody's got to do what they've been doing. And we need new folks.
Yep.
Toy Drive starts tomorrow. More Kendrick Lamar tickets for you. The 177-second survey. You may not look at your neighbor's outdoor decorations the same way ever again. I don't think I will. It's hard for me to wrap my head around the idea of somebody going, "God, I hate that."
Yeah.
When it comes to Christmas decorations.
Uh-huh.
But Haley's got a major problem, and we'll work it out in the 177-second survey coming up in a minute.
Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Adrian, who's taking the 177-second survey?
That'll be Isela Lopez, Centennial Hills.
Yeah, Will. Isela, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Haley's got a problem. Do you have inflatable Christmas decorations?
Yes, I do.
The giggle.
Haley's got an issue. I think Haley said, and it's in the subject line, "Blow up Christmas inflatables. Tacky or cute?" She goes, "I think they're so tacky. They're always falling over. You can barely see what they are in the dark. They look bad when they're not inflated. My friend just bought one for his kids because they wanted it. I told him it's acceptable if it's for the kids. It's acceptable if it's for the kids, but I at least wanted him to admit it was tacky. He would not admit it's tacky. He loves it. I kind of love him. I do kind of love him. Do you love him? Or here's my other question, Isella. Do you love him or were you just taking the easy way out?
I love them. I think they're cute. I love getting into the Christmas spirit, seeing all the decorations, whether they're inflatable or not. I think they're cute.
Yeah, Haley's giving Scrooge vibes. Yeah, it's like, Christmas. Take a chill pill, girl.
It's like, dude, relax.
Yeah.
I'd like to, you know what? I'd like to take a run through Haley's house and if we're going to talk tacky. You know, tacky is in the eye of the beholder.
You know what? We're coming in with a notepad. And we'll see.
Yeah,
Haley. Year round, what you're doing.
I love Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the stop action.
Oh yeah,
I love that. I love that more than I love just about anything.
Yeah,
and we had a giant Rudolph and a sharp rock took him out during a windstorm a couple of years ago, and I still haven't really gotten over it. I loved him.
Yeah, because they're fun.
Yeah, whimsical, if you will.
Nostalgia.
Okay, so we all agree, cute, not tacky.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, sorry, Haley. Can't go with you on that one.
Yeah.
What happened to you at the gym?
Okay, is this rude and what would you do? I was running on the treadmill. This girl was running next to me. I had my headphones in. She was playing her music with no headphones. It was really loud. I saw a woman kind of give her a dirty look.
Mm-hmm.
And
was that me?
It was actually Chet. We were working out together yesterday.
Was I that woman?
Yeah, we were weightlifting before Toy Drive. We don't want to talk about it. And so it had me thinking, is it rude of the woman listening to her music on her phone with no headphones? And if it is, how do you approach it?
Well, and what planet is that answer? No.
Right.
You know, come on.
Personally, I thought it was rude.
Yes, right?
Yeah, I don't like when people do that at the gym. I go to the gym every day, and I like when people are just, you know, in their own zone. Because you kind of mess up you can mess up someone else's flow, you know? It kind of throws them off. I don't know. I don't like it.
How in the world and this goes for you. If you're talking on speakerphone in public.
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop it. What in the world?
Exactly.
What in the world makes you think that you have the right to invade anybody else's space?
Yeah, but do you just go up to her and be like, hey, your music is so loud and annoying, please turn it down, put headphones in?
I'm sorry, Isella, you first. I'm really mad about
this. I know.
I don't mean
to. I would personally just ignore it, put my headphones in, but if it's really bothering you, then I would probably just go up to her and be like, hey, can you please, you know,
Could you hear her music with your headphones in?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
And also, sometimes I don't want to listen to music while I'm running.
Right.
Sometimes I just want to hear my own thoughts.
Yep.
So sometimes it does affect me because I'm like, okay, it's loud. It happens more often than not.
There's got to be a policy in the gym, and somebody there needs to enforce that policy.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm kind of a live and let live person for a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But generally, my one, just leave me alone. That's all I want.
Totally.
That's all I want. You can do whatever you want. As long as it doesn't affect me or literally anybody else.
True.
You know, that's my thing with, if you want to recline your seat on a plane, well, I won't do it because I think it's rude for me to do it. But the seat reclines, so you're allowed to recline. Feel free. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what. Keep your foot off my seat on a plane. Don't jam your knee.
Oh, yeah.
Don't jam your knee into the back of the seat because I feel that as the person. Don't drum on your table because I feel that.
Even sometimes when they press the TV with their fingers, they're like poking. You're like, okay, girl, whoa.
And people go, I don't have enough room. Dude, I'm 6'2". I'm 215. Come on, man. I'm able to fold up. Mm-hmm. That's another story.
He's a pretzel.
Enjoy your. You know what this is? This is pre-toy drive stress manifesting itself right now. I'm just blasting off on anybody and everybody.
It's okay.
Because I'm all worked up.
That's all right.
Because toy drive starts tomorrow.
This is a safe space.
Oosa. Thank you, Asala. Thank you.
Thank you, Asala.
Thank you. Enjoy your Kendrick Lamar tickets.
Thank you.
And SZA. I always forget about SZA. Yeah. SZA is important, too. Yes. Tickets go on sale Friday morning at 10 a.m. Hang on one second. We have more. We have, I can't believe how fortunate we are.
I know.
We have another pair of those tickets for Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Yes.
One. So relationship rehab in two parts today. One, just because I got to tell you the story. And I suppose we'll talk about it. I suppose. The other one, we really need, we need to help.
We need answers.
Okay. So relationship rehab in two parts and more Kendrick Lamar tickets for you coming up in about 10.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! My drive starts tomorrow. That's ridiculous.
Let's go.
That's crazy. Adrian, you ready?
I think
so. Are you good? The way I answer that, a lot of people ask, are you ready? Are you ready, bro? And I always answer them, do I have a choice?
That's fair.
Because it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I know where I'm going to be at tomorrow, whether, you know, all systems go.
And honestly, I'm in that mode where I need to get this going. We need to go.
Yeah,
we need to start.
I feel that feeling too. You know what is more nerve-wracking than anything? The hours before anything, the anticipation. You're like, okay, let's just go.
How's this all going to... I can't wait to... And truly, I'm like you guys too. I can't wait to see how this all turns out.
Yeah.
I know people listen, follow along on the radio and on social and on TV and all that. I've just had the big conversation with my morning producer at Fox 5.
Yeah.
You know, we're just talking about all that and how that all is going to work. It's the one thing that gives me a little comfort is I can't wait to see how it's all going to turn out.
Yes.
And this time, 24 hours from now, I'll be on the scaffold. That's it. We're
insane.
Rolling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're all by yourself down below, Michaela.
All by myself.
It'll be fun. That's going to be the fun part. Watching this little nugget running around, like a chicken with her head cut off. It's going to be amazing. Can't wait.
You know what's so cute, though?
Are you a meltdown type? I've not known you to be. You're a shutdown. When you're like me, when stuff starts to swirl, you shut down, you circle the wagons and you lock in.
Yeah. I could see how it would feel like I shut down. I just more so in order to not have a freak out, I just start observing.
Yeah, that's it.
Thinking about what needs to be done. And I really try to keep my calm. I will say that's probably 5 years of therapy talking. Because, baby, I would love to have a meltdown. But no, I feel like it's not beneficial. I just want to be as helpful as possible. So I just lock it in and I figure out like what needs to be done. And then I'll just go home and cry after.
If I do get mad, it's flash paper.
Yeah.
Like it's white hot and it's gone.
Yeah.
It's like a magic trick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then it's done. Then I'm over it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Oh no, this is going to be great. All right. Relationship. I'm going to do the first one right now just because literally I wanted to tell this story. Might not be appropriate for the childrens, just so you know.
Childrens.
I'm in my, Andy is her name. Andy with an I.
Oh,
which
love
I'm
it. So
certain,
cute.
I'm certain that she puts a heart over that. I'm certain of it.
Any girl with an I in their name.
If it was handwritten, it would have one. I'm in my early 30s. I've been looking to buy a new house. I've been looking for 6 months. I've recently gotten involved with my realtor, on a more personal level.
Mm.
You feel me?
Yeah, got it.
We began dating 2 months after we met and have had a very intense relationship ever since.
Okay.
I'm not really interested in him anymore. I'm ready to end the personal relationship, but not the professional one. I found my perfect home. He's negotiating the price now. I know this sounds selfish, but I don't know if I should hang on with him little longer to get a better price on the house or end it now.
Girl.
I don't know how he will take it if I completely end the relationship. What should I do?
Oh my God.
Much like Sabrina Carpenter, do you not know the rules? You can't break up now.
You're in it, baby.
It's the holidays. And by the way, and you're right. Yeah, look, maybe we take your foot off the gas a little.
Yeah, that's intense, though. I wonder if he's like, this house is going to be for us one day. This is, we're going to make this house into a home. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that could be they were future house shopping. Dangerous.
You got to think these things through.
You do. Listen, my fiance's sister is a realtor. I love her so much. I will not do business with her, not because she's amazing, but it's just too personal. Like,
yeah,
you got to just sort of be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, different than this a little bit, but things get personal very quickly.
Do we want to stick with this one and just leave it? Do we want to stick? We just want to stick with this?
Yeah. Yeah. I want to know what people think. That's a good one.
You know what? Maybe we'll do double. Maybe we'll do two. We got time today.
Okay.
Maybe we'll do two relationship rehabs and we'll make this one a real one.
Done.
Okay. Does she? You got to stick it out, right?
I don't know. I got to think about this.
You end it now, it's all bad.
Yeah, but if she doesn't end it now, are they going to be decorating for the holidays in the house he's coming up?
I don't think it's his house.
No, it's her house, but he might think he's got a little play in it now.
But this is what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't feel that.
You know what I mean? I didn't feel that, but again, and we have no way of knowing what his thoughts are.
Yeah.
Huh. 702-364-9898. Hey, man, just having an opinion.
Uh-huh.
We'll get you Kendrick Lamar and SZA tickets, so before you can buy them. So call now, 702-364-9898.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I'm getting ready in the morning,
while I'm getting dressed,
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
How much money are we talking here? How much of a deal is he getting her on the house?
Oh, God, I don't know. Maybe a couple thousand.
You don't know. You have no way of knowing.
You asked me, so I'm giving you a guess answer.
It's rhetorical. That's all.
All right. Well, now you know my answer.
I'm in my early 30s. I've been looking to buy a new house. I've been looking for 6 months. I've recently gotten involved with my realtor on a more personal level. This is just so bad. You don't just let this be a lesson, you know? Yeah. We began dating 2 months after we met. It was a very intense relationship. I'm not really interested in him anymore. And I'm ready to end the personal relationship, but not the professional one. Mm-hmm. Well, I found my perfect home. He's negotiating the price right now. I know this sounds selfish. A little. Yeah. He said sarcastically. But I don't know if I should hang on with him just a little longer to get a better price on the house or end things now. I don't know how he will take it if I completely end the relationship. Dovetailing on what you're talking about, no, we really are. No, we're talking about, we are talking about thousands.
Mm-hmm.
Tens of thousands.
Yeah.
Potentially. Depending on, I don't know what this house is, but I mean, we could, this would be a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Also time and going back around, losing the deal. This is just not a situation you should be in. You know?
Yeah.
Adrian, who you got on the phone?
We got Jordan from the Northeast.
Go first. Northeast. Like Nellis?
Yeah, Nellis.
Yeah. What's
up? Baby 702.
Nobody ever claims Northeast. You know what I mean?
I do.
What are your cross streets?
I do. The cross streets are Nellis and Craig area.
Oh, of course. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's easy. East side.
Yep.
Okay. So she's in a spot. Don't you?
Okay. So that is a sticky situation. Because yeah, she could potentially lose that deal. But you know, I got to go with that honest route. She's going to have to keep it honest and just keep it a buck.
It's, I yeah. hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you, but that's so easy. That's so easy until you're the one in the driver's seat.
But I know. I know. Because I'm like, I would give my best friend that advice. But you know, if it was me,
I know.
I might have been carrying on the relationship until the papers were signed.
1,000,000%. I know,
and then,
it.
And then when you break up right after the deal's done. What an
yeah, right,
awful.
Right, like right after paper signed and everything.
You're evil. You're pure evil.
Yeah.
You really are. There's a special place, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think that you just tell the truth. Look, I Googled it. Even if realtors take 5%, even if it's $100,000, just five, which is surprising. I watched so much Selling Sunset. I am surprised. Even just off $100,000, which is so difficult to find a house that cheap.
Yeah,
it's about $5,000. It's really just take the L if he no longer gives you the deal. Just get your house, start fresh.
But what if what if you no longer have a deal at that point? You know what I mean? What if he goes in and goes, well, I can't represent this client any longer. I don't know how all that works.
Yeah.
But then if he goes, I'm not in, and then she could end up losing this house completely.
Yeah.
If they have other offers.
God, could you imagine? He's like, I can't do this. No house.
I would.
Would you?
Probably.
You wouldn't finish out the job?
First blush. Yeah, I don't know. How much money am I? You know, again, how much money am I?
Yeah. Leaving?
Then how? What am I in for?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What? There's so much that we don't know about this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, so somebody's, you're losing money on each side.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially. You might lose the house completely. All because, basically, you couldn't keep it in your pants.
Yeah. Listen, this is going to sound so annoying, but I really do believe this. If she loses that house because this man wanted to get petty, the house wasn't meant to be hers either.
It wasn't meant for her.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she's petty.
You can appreciate that honesty and be like, you know what? Okay, well, here you go. It was fun while it lasted. Here's the house.
Wait, you think she's petty?
Yeah, I think she's petty too. I think she is. Ooh. I think.
If she told the truth?
I liked him, but now I don't. It was really intense. It was 6 months ago. I've been looking for 6 months. We began dating two months after we met. So, okay, but how long can it be? I've been looking for six. So my assumption is 4 months. Okay. Yeah. Well, it was hot, but now it's not. Nah. Now I got what I want.
She doesn't if he chooses to be petty and she tells the truth, she doesn't get that house.
It's all bad, but you can't stick around, right?
No. Listen, I'm into the truth. Tell the man.
The truth will set you free.
Producer's mic just turned on.
You guys are bugging. You have to stay through this so you get your deal. Get the house, get the deal, and then say afterwards.
Yeah.
That's just not a smart play.
And
what
you're
are
evil.
Talking about?
Yeah, this whole, honestly, thank you, Adrian, because you kind of shoved me into the arena here. Because, you know, this whole, you can't be honest with them. Yeah, that all sounds great. Nobody ever is. And it's you're never as we all think that we're going to walk in there with our head held high and look better than we ever looked, and we're going to deliver this like it's a movie, like it's a character in a Hollywood picture.
Yeah.
And we all go in there and just say stupid stuff and fumble it, and chicken out to begin with.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But also, this isn't 2 years. It's 2 months. If you got that attached that he's going to be petty, no, babe, I'm not into you.
Stick it out for another, get your house.
It's not about time. We're talking about thousands of dollars that you are costing yourself or getting. Like, this is a money situation off of money play. You don't do this.
And then let him down easy. Hey, we closed the deal. Let's celebrate. Nah, I'd rather not.
Yeah.
You're still evil.
You're still evil. That's worse.
Here's the part. You know what? I can help us. We have to start here. The baseline is you're evil. You are. You're evil.
I don't think so.
No matter what. No matter what. In the fact that you're breaking up, A, right before Christmas, B, right after they did all that work for you. But, you know, the best you can hope for is that maybe he knew what he was in for as well.
Yeah, dude.
And just knew that it was a physical thing.
Yeah, it was 2 months, 60 days.
That was physical.
Yeah.
Maybe four. They began dating 2 months after they met. She'd been looking for a house for 6 months. But even, whatever. 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who's ready to break up, stand up and holler.
Yeah. Oh, he's a rapper.
See, like yes. Youth sports.
Okay.
Youth sports.
Hmm.
No, but you know what I'm saying? It doesn't, whatever. You're going to be evil no matter what.
I don't know about evil. I think that's how dating culture is. I don't know because I don't date. They got hot and heavy. They were into it.
Break up. She's now. Wait till the deal's it. Done.
Break up now.
Ridiculous. You too, Jordan?
Yeah, break up now, and then you can move on.
Exactly.
You might be able to find another
realtor. In that apartment.
Freaking,
that fun?
Jordan, I freaking love you. Take your Kendrick Lamar.
Yes!
Hang up the phone. I'm just saying, I love you. You are awesome. And I want to talk to you every day. But I don't want to talk to you anymore right now.
Love you, Jordan.
Thank you for understanding how I'm No, you're
I
one
love
of
you guys too.
No, I love you back. Hang on 1 second. Have fun at Kendrick Lamar. And we'll see you at Toy Drive.
Yes, you will.
Okay. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah, Adrian, you're right, dude.
I know.
You know what you're talking
about. Sick.
The whole point of the show. I am right. Thank you.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
By the way, a bunch of those year-end lists are coming out. You know, best song. But that Chapel Roan ends up on top on a lot.
Oh, yeah.
On a lot of them.
It's a great tune.
Yeah, I agree. Those things, whatever. Let's see what Tara has to say about relationship rehab. In her early 30s, never got a name from who wrote this. Anyway, she ended up getting involved with her realtor on a more personal level, and now they're negotiating the deal on the house, and she's not interested in him anymore and would like to break up. And so what's really funny is this one got split right down gender lines, at least, you know. So it was who was on the phone a minute ago?
Jordan.
So it was Jordan and Michaela said, yeah, break up with him, just be honest, you're not into it, break up with him. The fellas were like, no, ride the deal out. Tara, break the tie.
I said, well, what if it's him? What if he's doing that for her, you know, trying to get a little extra referral money or whatever? Like, how do you know it's not on his side? Like,
okay.
He's worried about, like, he might be thinking the same thing. He's trying to close the house for Christmas, too.
I love it.
Well, that would be, honestly, would that not be the best of all worlds?
Yes.
That would be amazing.
They both want to break up with each other, but they've been so nice, but really they're like,
God, he wants the money. He wants the money, and he realized she's like, I've been looking to buy a house. I couldn't figure it out. And for a dude, for a single dude, he gets the hot client. You know,
and a percentage
and money.
Yeah.
And a worker. Yeah,
exactly.
Literally.
So she's probably worried about nothing, because after the house, he's probably done with her anyways. He's moving on to the next.
Do you pull the trigger now, or do you wait until the deal's done?
You gotta finish the deal, because he can, like, blackballing in retail, but he can be like, no, don't work with her. Don't work with her. Like, you know what I mean? He knows people. He has relationships.
Million percent.
She has to keep it cordial, at least.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because what about the next time?
Maybe she's got the flu. Maybe it's that time.
We don't know the backstory.
You can string this out. You can string this out for a minute and take the intensity out of it, if you know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Right.
You can, I don't know, leave town. My aunt's sick. Literally leave. Or just stop answering the phone. You know what I mean? Like, answer it for business
stuff.
January 1st? Yeah, but I'm not here. Whenever that house is going to close.
Yeah.
Right.
The more we've almost convinced Michaela.
No, she's stroking
her hair.
It's so funny in my head that this man would just have such an emotional response, because oftentimes women are the ones that would have this emotional response. But if he was like, that's it, deal is done, you've broken my heart, yes. I'm over you.
Tara, what were you saying?
That's sometimes guys do that. That's how they get in. That's how they get the good deal. That's how they get lesser fees. You know, if you're dibbling and dabbling.
Yeah, but to your point, if they break the deal now and if she breaks it off with him and then he's like, you know what, I'm not finishing this deal. That's it. We're over. And he's so emotional, upset about it. I just think it's natural funny.
It's a natural reaction.
Right.
You think guys don't care? We have feelings too, Michaela.
Yeah, I just feel like 2 months is not really a long time, but maybe that's right.
They're stuck on 2 months. They began dating 2 months after they met. So it's more than 2 months. It's probably 4 months.
Okay, four months.
Okay, but...
But you're the one that said 2, 4, 6 months, who cares? So I'm saying still a short amount of time.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm busting your hump on the 2 months.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm telling you, we have feelings too, Michaela.
I know, okay, God. Don't cry.
I'm upset right now.
Everybody's not like you, Chet.
That's right. That's right, Tara.
You're one in a million. I know. I hear you every day.
Thank God. Thank you. Thank God there's not extras. Good Lord.
Let me sweeten them up. I'm ready for tour drive. I'm so excited that you're here. I'm going to come bring you coffee after you give me these lovely tickets I've been waiting
more
for.
I don't have any tickets. I don't have any more tickets.
You are the best.
I don't have any more tickets.
I'm just messing with you.
I would.
I was just trying to butter you up.
I know.
You know?
I wish I could help. But I'm with Aiden.
I'm with Aiden
on this.
I love you guys.
Thank you. We'll see you at Toy
Drive. Bye, Tara.
I'm with Adrian on this, though, that there could very well be a really? Oh, really? Oh, you were just using... And again, it depends on how much money he's willing to walk away from. You know?
People are petty, man. And any excuse you can get, give me a little rope to pull. I'm going to use it.
I feel like having joined this show, I'm learning more about pettiness.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize it was such a thing.
Oh, yeah. And people... Look, I never worry about stuff that I never had. And I very rarely worry about something that I've lost. If I've lost it, I've lost it.
Totally.
And I don't. And so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. If it ain't in my life, there's a reason why it ain't in my life. And people, for the... Yeah. Welcome to Toy Drive tomorrow, everybody. but I am... If I'm done, I'm done. There's a reason why we're done. And if you're done with me,
uh-huh,
I'm happy to honor that.
Yeah.
I'm more than happy to honor that.
Yeah, I get that. I just feel like if she was going to break up with him, like, he still gets his money... Still do the deal. Get your money, BB. It's the holidays. But that's how I would do it. I'm very quickly learning. Not everybody would. Different perspectives.
All right, we gotta go.
Strokes.
We gotta go. We've solved nothing.
Yeah.
Hey. The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Aluminum Christmas trees used to be a thing.
Okay.
Back in the day,
mm-hmm,
a Charlie Brown Christmas helped kill the aluminum tree industry. Because of Charlie's determination to get a real tree, everybody else said, yeah, I want a real tree too.
Charlie Brown was the original influencer.
Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you're into it, apparently the time to buy your real Christmas tree is now. Us artificial tree people had that thing up since Halloween. Don't care.
Uh-huh.
Fine. Ain't no big deal. If you put up a real tree, those of you who do, and you know this, there's an art to it. You can't go too early.
Sure.
Or the tree will dry out. Can't go too late. Or you're just too late. There are apparently real Christmas tree shoppers fall into six categories.
Huh.
There are those that are super hardcore that buy their tree before Thanksgiving. And if they're able to keep that thing from drying out by Christmas, it's amazing.
Amazing.
Most people, they're split. The big groups are Black Friday weekend and the seasonal purists who get a tree this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically 33% of each of those categories.
Yeah.
Two out of three people get a real Christmas tree about a month out. That also means we're in the middle of a 10-day stretch where most people will get their tree.
Sure.
Then there's people who wait till next week, and they say that even though that's a smaller group, they're probably the smart ones.
Yeah. You know, we always did real trees growing up and even the first couple of years with Lisa, because Lisa was raised in a religion where they didn't celebrate holidays.
Ah.
So when we started dating, I really wanted her to have that experience of the real tree scent, going to get it. I will say, though, it is very fun, it's a lot of work, baby.
Dude, I grew up in the sticks. Mm-hmm. So I was all about having a real tree and going out and cutting it yourself.
Oh, sure.
All, hell no. No, thank you.
I know, dude. I know.
I'm appreciative. My wife, I left for a couple of hours. I came back. There was a tree and it looked amazing.
Uh-huh, it was beautiful.
My wife got hauled it out of the closet.
Yeah.
Hello, my God. It looked like it took you forever. 45 minutes. She's like, no, she's great. I had a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you, what did you say? You've got spray? You've got smell spray?
Mm-hmm, I get the pine cones from the grocery store. And then I get the room spray that smells like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
I spray it in the morning. Out the door.
Much love for those of you that do get the real tree. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Because it is an art.
Oh, no. And my best friend got this really big house. He had come into some money. He was white hot at work. He was doing real estate,
mm-hmm.
Rode the wave, caught the boom. They moved into this massive, amazing house with this huge ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And he went out and got the biggest tree that you've ever. That thing was 20 feet tall if it was a foot.
Oh my God. You know,
and watching us two idiots try and wrestle that thing through his front door.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. I wish we had video of that and posted that on the internet, because it would still live today. Of people going, look at these two dopes trying to make this thing happen.
Uh-huh.
Toy drive starts tomorrow.
Wow.
At this point, I'll be kind of settled in almost.
Uh-huh.
up on top of the scaffold. Again, we're extraordinarily grateful for you. Please help if you can. Thank you for what you're about to do over the next 12 days. Hashtag feel the tingle and hashtag share the tingle online. If you see a post, share that thing.
Yeah.
And that's a great way, because truly, truly, I think we need some new folks coming in.
Yes.
To help keep this thing rolling. So,
yeah.
All right. We'll see what happens. Like I always say, can't wait to see how it all turns out.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
All right. This time tomorrow, we'll be totally, fully, and completely settled in on Toy Drive. Ready to go.
Let's go.
Last show in the studio for quite a while.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of interesting. Don't let me forget to take the coffee maker with me to Toy Drive.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be miserable. And so will everybody else. New York Post just did a big article on how over-decorated Christmas trees are the hot trend this year.
Oh, I love it.
Do you have a style for your tree?
Yeah, and actually it's very boring in comparison. I like to do gold and silver, and I like to just do like some of the flowers and bulbs, but I keep it pretty naked.
Fake tree, real tree?
Ugh, fake tree.
Green tree or fake flock?
Green tree.
We have a white tree with white ornament and all the other. It's very clean. It's very chic.
Yeah, beautiful.
But it's got a lot on it. And then there's stuff that's, you know, for our personality.
Yeah, stupid, of course.
Like I have a Zamboni on there. You know,
oh, that's cute.
The thing on the ice at hockey games.
Yeah.
So it's a throwback now, the hot new trend, to how people did them in the 80s and 90s with tacky ornaments and lots of lights and plenty of tinsel. So the opposite of trying to make it clean and fancy
is making it like your grandma's house.
It's just trashy. Yes. Trashy. It's almost like ugly sweater. Some people say, I never stopped doing that. So whatever, which is a good thing. Now you're on trend again.
Yeah.
So do your thing.
It's reminding me of Christmas Vacation, though, when they have to go get the tree and they finally get the tree and it just has so much crap on it. And then there's so much in it, including like the cat. And you're just like, oh my God.
I know. Sounds perfect.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Now, here's a trend that I've noticed, too. We were talking about trends a moment ago with the over-decorated Christmas trees and all that.
Yeah.
I've also noticed a trend of criminals not really thinking things through.
Oh, my God. People are just desperate, and they don't even care anymore.
But you got to do a little more research.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you saw the guy that was busting up all the places in Chinatown.
No.
Yeah, they caught him. They caught him because he was wearing the same shoes that he's wearing to
Lazy.
Work all the time, using his work tools to break in. And they kind of just, once they had an idea of who he was, and then they went on his social media and went, there he is wearing all the same clothes. And then they went to his work and they went, yeah, he uses that crowbar all the time. It was like, okay, dude, maybe switch it up just a touch. I would also say that you need to really kind of case the joint that you're going to break into and have all of the information.
Yeah.
And if you're going to rob a church.
Oh, God.
You're probably more concerned with the man upstairs than the badass pastor. But in this case, there was a badass pastor.
Oh, wait, I love this.
Thanksgiving, guy broke into a church with an axe. Okay. Ah. So he's got an axe. The pastor was nearby, heard the alarm, immediately ran to confront the intruder. There was even a brawl that ensued.
In the church.
Now, at that point, you're thinking, well, if I'm going to bet on this, I'm going to bet on the guy with the axe.
Yeah.
You would be wrong. The pastor was a man named Nick Nevis, and he has a background in kickboxing, jiu-jitsu. Hey, shout out to everybody at the Academy. Hi. See you at Toy Drive soon. Kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, and other MMA skills.
Yeah.
He says he was able to grapple, in his words. He grappled with the guy for about 15 minutes without really doing much actual harm to him.
Good for him.
Sounds like maybe the guy was just having sounds like the pastor was having a little bit of fun with
him.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Till the authorities arrived. They don't know a whole lot about this suspect. Not sure where he got the axe.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the axe never got used on the pastor. He got arrested. Unclear what charges he's facing, but
yeah,
you break into a church with an axe.
God don't play.
No, that's right. And neither does that pastor.
Uh-huh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Am I the only one that thinks it's weird that there's more people that travel on Thanksgiving than Christmas?
That is weird.
But that's how it is.
But you know what? It's not weird. Okay, it's not weird.
Why? Help me why. Help me understand why.
A lot of times when I lived in LA, I could only choose one holiday to travel on, Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Okay.
I set my home up for Christmas. Decorations, the tree, even the presents that are wrapped. It's more of a schlep than it is for Thanksgiving. Like, I think it's an easier travel because for Christmas, you have more reason to stay home.
Is it also because Christmas is kind of more spread out?
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Like the kids get off on whatever day they get off, not on Christmas.
Yeah, they get like 2 weeks.
Like Thanksgiving is Thanksgiving. It's this day.
Yeah.
And then you got to be there this day and then you go home the other day.
Yeah, and it's not like a full month. It's like
Yeah.
One day only.
I bring it up because TSA experienced their busiest air travel day ever. 3 million passengers on Sunday, with everybody going home on the same day, Sunday. They estimated 18 million people traveled November 22nd to December 2nd, which was earlier this Monday, and minimal flight cancellations. I got to tell you, we went in, my wife and I expected the worst. We flew out Wednesday late morning.
Yeah.
After the show.
Yeah.
And came home on Sunday. And we were like, at some point, this is going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
Be prepared.
Yeah.
Nothing. Smooth. So smooth.
Really?
Way smooth.
Beyond were there fact, lines?
Scary. No. Scary.
No
smooth.
Way.
And we remember I told you we were ready with our TSA pre-check. Yeah. Got the clear. All the other stuff. Didn't need it.
Yeah.
Didn't matter.
But also, that's very Murphy's Law. Like, had you not been prepared with your
I'd still be out there somewhere. I'd still be in with some rental car broken down in Utah. Yes. I don't even have a reason to be in Utah.
I'd be in
Utah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Toy Drive starts tomorrow. It's the more you know before we go. The final thing that we'll do in the studio for quite some time. In the original script, all holiday themed, of course.
Uh-huh.
In the original script for the Santa Claus. Santa does not meet his demise from falling off Tim Allen's roof like he does in the movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the original script, he dies because Allen doesn't know who he is.
Okay.
And shoots him.
What?
Yeah.
It's a little dark and...
It's good that they... Yeah.
Glad he's still alive.
During rehearsals for Home Alone, think about this, because is that one of the movies that you watch during the holidays?
Every year.
Is it your favorite?
Yeah, because also I think I was like 6 when it came out, and I too would put cologne on my face and smack it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
During rehearsals for Home Alone, Joe Pesci bit Macaulay Culkin hard enough that he broke his skin.
Oh my God. Well, Joe Pesci's also the size of Macaulay Culkin, so there could have been some confusion.
I got to be honest, I'd put dogs down for less than that. Joe Pesci's lucky he's still around. For real. My favorite holiday movie is It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yeah.
You will understand on day 12 of Toy Drive. And it makes me, two times every year that I promise you I will cry. When they hoist the Stanley Cup, I don't care. I don't care who wins it. They hoist the Stanley Cup, I cry. That's just how it is.
I love it.
And during the end of It's a Wonderful Life, I will also, over the next 12 days, cry more times than I probably should.
I've never seen It's a Wonderful Life. And I'm actually going to watch it for you this week so we can show. I know, is that insane? And Christmas is my favorite holiday.
When it was released in 1946, an absolute flop at the box office.
Wow.
Absolute flop. It became a classic when it entered public domain in 1974. TV stations were just looking for filler during the holidays and started playing it. And people went, hey, this is pretty freaking good.
Wow.
And now it's one of the most beloved. Like I said, it's my favorite.
Oh, so many people.
Period. All right, listen, that's enough. We got stuff to do. Here we go, kids. It all starts tomorrow. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, at CHETBUCHANAN. At 985 KLUC, I'll take you behind the scenes. I might even show you inside the shift pod.
Oh, yeah.
I have a strict no shift pod rule that may change this year.
Yes.
So you can see the ugly tiger blanket. It is it's a tiger and an eagle. It's the most 70s thing. It's like literally I should have a mustache and a beard and I should lay on that with a hairy chest in front of a fire. Instead, it was a gift to me years ago, like year two of Toy Drive.
Wow.
And it's ugly as sin, and it's the warmest blanket you'll ever...
Oh, I love it.
And I'll show it to you. Adrian.
Yes, sir. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. That's all I got. Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez forever.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon. Let me say, Christmas is my most favorite holiday. I would not want to be anywhere else in the world than with you for the 12 days. I am so excited. I will have so much that I'll be taking for social media that will be on 98.5 and my page as well. I'll be tagging Chet and everything. If you want to see what's going on, follow us on socials. It's all we'll be doing.
Yeah, and honestly, at this point too, we missed an opportunity.
Huh?
It should have been share the tingle. You know what I mean? We talked about spread the tingle.
Oh, yeah.
Should have been share the tingle.
That's okay. I'll start the hashtag. We can still do it.
Hashtag feel the tingle. 12 days of toy drive starts tomorrow. Hashtag share the tingle because we need everybody.
And if you share the tingle, if you hashtag share the tingle, we will repost it on our pages as well.
Yeah, you share, we share, we all share.
Yep.
All right, enough. Enough. We'll see you at NV Energy tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so, so very much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.